This is Visionary New Earth Leaders Podcast, empowering visionary healers, entrepreneurs, and ex-corporates who are ready to actualize their fullest potential through expanding their consciousness and embodied leadership. I'm your host, Jenny Lyon Rainbow Anderson, New Earth Business Mentor, Channel, and Master Healer, leader of my own business with 20 plus years experience in energy work, mentorship, and coaching. I'm a married mother of two based outside London in the UK. In Visionary New Earth Leaders, we are going to share about world-leading cutting-edge tools of energy transformation, intuitive and soul-led business and marketing strategies, and innovative groundbreaking thought leadership paving the path into the new earth. So if you're ready to step into leadership, this is the Vortex supporting leaders and CEOs into the new earth. Hello and welcome to Visionary New Earth Leaders Podcast, episode 28 today. Today we are talking about something slightly different than I normally talk about. I talk about energy and consciousness and business and entrepreneurship quite a lot, but I don't normally talk about how we can change the business world and the corporate environment from the inside out. But that's what we're going to talk about today. So how to prepare the business world for the 5D paradigm shift. This episode is going to be really important to you if you work in the corporate, if you're an executive, a CEO or a leader who have impact, who are here to create positive impact in your own capacity. And it's also going to be really important for entrepreneurs and business owners and leaders who have already been leading themselves in their business for some time. So what is the paradigm shift and what is 5D? So I'm going to break it down to you today, understanding what paradigm shifts are, what the paradigm shifts in business have been in the past and how to manage those shifts, the resistance against those shifts, and then examples of paradigm shifts and how and why we should prepare for the 5D consciousness shift, which is, you can almost call 5D and paradigm shift in the new world. It's kind of the same thing. But how to then begin also to pivot towards 5D consciousness within business and what to look for in a 5D transformational mentor or a 5D coach, somebody like myself, and whatever you're looking for, what that should look like. And then we're going to round off. So let's dive in today. You're going to love this because probably some of you are working within organizations and it's going to feel like a breath of fresh air, because where you are, it may feel quite old and stale and maybe not as modern as you'd like it to be. So you'll find this very refreshing today. So we're going to understand the paradigm shifts first. So let's start by unraveling the concept of paradigm shifts. So coined by Thomas Samuel Kuhn in 1962, a paradigm shift signifies a revolution challenging prevailing scientific frameworks. And that's exactly what we do here. That's what we're going to do today. And these shifts shake the foundation of how we perceive reality and operate within it. And this is just as the transition from the Newtonian physics to quantum mechanics revolutionized science. And then paradigm shifts in business redefine how we approach work, innovation, and market dynamics. And in the business realm, paradigm shifts manifest as transformative changes in perception and operation. So if you think of the transitioning from craft goods to mass market products during the industrial revolution, or the arrival of the internet, for example, which is then reshaped how we communicate, how we work and how we shop. That's like typical examples of paradigm shifts in business. I know these are huge and they kind of on a practical level really makes it's very different. You know, the world looks very different when you shop from online than if you go down the road and get what you need. So from a practical day-to-day like way, it looks very different. When we talk about 5D consciousness and paradigm shift in that way, we're looking on an internal, you know, we're looking at internal transformation that happens within each individual. And how that transformation that happens from within each individual, how that's going to affect how they work and operate with their teams and the rest of the organization. So it's very human-based. The paradigm shift that we're going through now is much more human-based than it is kind of practically based, if that makes sense. But if you think of those paradigm shifts, they're very 3D, aren't they? Because if you think of selling a product, you know, in the shop down the road and then have a mass production and selling loads of the same products to many different places in the country, it's a very sort of practical 3D change, yeah? We are looking at the paradigm shift here as it's a human change. It's a human change that we're going through right now. So, and how will that then look like and how will that then apply in the business world? That's what's going to be so interesting to see. So how to manage paradigm shifts. So adaptability is obviously the key here. Like, we need to adapt. If you think of IBM, they went from hardware manufacturing to consulting and AI. And so they've kind of changed their business model, or they've changed how they even, you know, even their product, right? So to adapt is really important. I would say probably I'm adapting right now as a business person. You know, I've been serving spiritual entrepreneurs and people awakening, and I still serve those people, but I'm really transitioning and adapting, following my soul's calling to go into business, to talk to organizations, to talk to the corporate, to create programs and solutions so that I can contribute to this paradigm shift and supporting humans changing within organizations and groups within organizations and corporate, so that they can embrace this shift and become this new human, right? So I would say I'm in the shift myself, right? Can you see what I'm saying here? And I'm sure you can think of other companies that would, like how they've also changed, you know, besides IBM. But basically, reacting swiftly to emerging trends and technologies ensures long-term viability in a rapidly evolving business landscape. But you kind of know this anyway. I mean, adaptability is the big thing within business as well as within entrepreneurship. Now, we always find also some resistance against the paradigm shifts. So resistance to new paradigms is really common, but history shows that innovative ideas eventually prevail. And here I am with my innovative idea to shift the corporates and the organizations from within, one human at a time, and it will prevail. So embracing change, even in the face of skepticism, or even when it feels like nothing is sticking, is essential for staying ahead of the curve. And this is also a message today, not just to the people I just announced in the beginning of the episode, but also to other light workers, people that are visionaries and they are thought leaders, they're leaders of the new earth. You really are here to be a part of this paradigm shift, to helping people transform from the inside out. And it's a human revolution as opposed to an industrial revolution, right? So some examples. Well, we discussed some examples of paradigm shift before, like the internet. But the internet really also helped financial services, and then streamlining processes and rendering outdated systems that doesn't work anymore. So technology in itself and the advancements of technology is obviously still crucial for staying competitive in today's fast-paced business environment. And I think technology obviously on its own changed a lot, but it's actually also staying on top of, you know, technology, AI, use the new technologies to support the business and the venture that you're on to its best ability, and make sure that you do it with integrity, right? We can have a conversation about AI another time, but, you know, it's about staying in integrity and staying in authenticity and transparency within the expertise that you have. Then nothing can really rob you from, you know, from that excellence that you provide. So why do we need prepare for the 5D consciousness shift? Well, it is happening. We can't really go back. It is happening, and the best thing is to actually stop resisting the change. I always say when people resist, it's really hard work, right? When we surrender and allow things to shift and learn to trust that the changes that are coming, they feel unstable because they're new. But actually knowing that these changes and these shifts are going to take you to the right place, whether that is within the organization you're in now or the next one or whatever you are on your path, it's going to be okay. And the best is to embrace it and just go with the flow. I know it sounds really a bit of a sort of jargon, you know, go with the flow, but it really is allowing yourself to surrender and allowing yourself to trust that everything that is, being uncovered or that is coming to the surface, everything that is coming your way is meant to come your way for your best and highest good, actually. So I think one of the most important things, if I wanted to give you a tip today, if you're sitting there thinking, but Jenny, where do I start with this? And what does that look like to me right now in this moment when I'm in this organization and I feel like it is a little bit dinosaur, it's a bit old, everything, and nothing is, well, things are changing, but it is slow, and I want to see a change. The first thing I would say is that I would invite you to open your heart. Like, I would invite you to follow and open your heart, because if you start doing that, it means that you're listening to your soul. It's like you're listening to that nudge that you're getting from within. You're listening to gut feeling. Your heart is telling you and leading you. And also a part of heart work, if you like, is to start expressing gratitude and stay grounded and feel really good about what you have at this moment. And then, you know, stay grounded in that way, because many people live in their heads, you know, they're not really connecting to their heart much. So that's my, like, a little tip, you know, where do I start? Heart. Start with your heart. That's actually where we need to start, all of us. And there is actually even a saying that the vehicle of ascension, so in spiritual terms, we talk about vehicles of ascension or methods of ascension, is actually through the Merkaba. It's through the heart center. It's actually through heart intelligence. It's really connecting to our own multidimensional self, if you like, or our own high vibrational self through the heart center. So if everyone did that and everyone lived, breathed, operate, feel through their heart, this world would like ascend in a second. Like it would change everything. So if you can start practicing with the heart, then that is like the first step. You can actually go to my website on the resources page. There is a Tisha's heart meditation. I really recommend that you go to that link, and it will be under the show notes. But you can start practicing heart meditation, heart activation, the heart space today. So let's go on. So how to begin the pivot towards 5D consciousness? So what is 5D skills? Let's just break this down, because you'll be like, well, how do I do 5D? I am in 3D. What is she talking about? It's so non-tangible. Okay, 5D skills are heart intelligence. So we've already touched on that a second ago. Enhanced intuition, emotional intelligence, empathy, compassion, caring about people before profit, and also connecting to purpose and higher vision. Because 5D consciousness comes from us being fully aligned with actually all our chakras, if you like. But if I break it down through the seven levels of embodied leadership, if you've listened to another episode about that. So we really want to work with those attributes, but we also need to make sure to achieve 5D consciousness and be very plugged into this level of vibration. we need to focus on our health and our well-being. So emotional, spiritual, physical and mental well-being must be looked after. We want to break all the old chains of what wealth means. So we can all be wealthy. There is enough for everyone to go around. We need to break the chains of poverty, mindset and lack and fear. And that's like one level of what needs to happen. We need to step into our own power so that we're not led by other people's opinions and other people's, you know, impressions on us. And also, this is a matrix question. We have been programmed for such a long time to follow the system and to be compliant. And that is not being self-led, empowered. That is being disempowered. So that's one. I'm talking about seven levels of body leadership here. I'm just taking you through this. And then, so that's the next one. Then relationships. The next thing is like relationships with yourself and the relationships with your loved ones. So if we are very rejective of our own selves, you know, if we're not loving and having good relationships with ourselves, how can we become a role model to our children? Like, you know, we need to really step into this place of loving ourselves, you know, really honoring who we are here and create loving, connective and beautiful relationships with our loved ones. Because in the end of the day, that's kind of what matters, right? So that's a really important thing. The next thing is communication. So I talk about this a lot because if we cannot communicate our needs and what we are here to, share with the world, how can we then express the highest expression of who we are? You know, we really need to find this spot of being able to express. So how do we do that in organizations? Well, we need to start putting boundaries down what we are available for, you know, being more actually caring about ourselves before we say yes to things, to make sure that not just the company benefits, you've got to benefit the company and the two of you together. And you can only do that if you don't sacrifice, you mustn't sacrifice yourself, basically. So communication is big. Next one, intuition, vision. So intuition is a superpower. It's one thing that I help my leaders, CEOs, executives to step in and embody, like, you know, to really harness the intuitive power that they have so they can lead from a really self-aware, from a place of self-awareness and confidence, because they trust their intuition so deeply that, like, they won't make other choices. They'll just follow their intuition because they just trust it. They feel so connected to it. This is one skill that, you know, is really important as well in the new paradigm. And then obviously the purpose and the vision. So if we feel disconnected to our purpose, to something greater, and this could be another thing that you're feeling in the paradigm shift, it could be that you're feeling not disconnected to purpose, but something is not firing you up in the same way it used to be. It doesn't excite you. I have a really good example of this. A friend of mine is a consultant, and he basically goes into companies where he restructured the hierarchy of, you know, the whole management sort of thing. And because the way he does it, he's very good at it, and he is needed to do this. But the way his company is asking him to do it could be a little bit ruthless to those people. So he's getting very sensitive at the moment around those people that he has to move or dismiss. Obviously, it's going to affect their lives, their families. Like, you know, it's just hard, right? His heart is opening. He used to get a kick out of doing this reorganization thing within organizations, but he doesn't anymore. He feels like there must be a better way of doing it, or maybe there's training that could be provided for some people within, like, this. He doesn't have the answers right now. But the way he operates, and used to get a kick out of operating, not because he was dealing with people, but that he got a good result with what he was doing sort of thing, doesn't excite him anymore because it's affecting human lives. in a negative way, in a way that probably always has, but he just feels it and really know it now because he's awakened and he just can't do it anymore. Not sure what he's going to do, but I think he'll find a way. But what I feel is there is training and, you know, more of a softer, perhaps restructuring that will be, you know, maybe possible for the shift to happen so that everyone is still happy, you know, to a certain level. I went off on a tangent there, didn't I? but basically, yes. So those are the you know, those are the 5D consciousness skills that you need, basically. And this is where I help. Like the work that I do, the deep inner work with my clients, there's a few things that happens. One is they come into my field and they come into the frequency of what I'm operating from, which means that it's going to push on some of their stuff so that they can go to that same frequency, which means that the opening doors and opening portals to higher, sort of like higher highways, if you like, for their potential and where they're meant to be going with their soul. So it's like it just automatically activates them when we work. And then obviously we do very specific work. So we would work on those 7 levels of embodied leadership. We would work on the 5D consciousness to make sure that all those things that I said earlier about heart intelligence, intuition, emotional intelligence, empathy, compassion, all those things are like, you know, at the forefront. But at the same time, we want to lock in personal power, make sure that we create amazing boundaries and that we look after ourselves emotionally, physically, spiritually and mentally. Like this is, and they all interweave and intertwine with each other. But this internal, this human transformation that these people go through is a long-term investment in themselves, in their families, in their loved ones, in their business, in their purpose, in everything, because it is the very, very foundations of everything that they ever do. They become better partners, they become better parents, they become better CEOs and business owners, they become, you know, better with their bodies, like, you know, to become better leaders of their own life. They just simply amplify in every single part of their life and they become deeply happy from being connecting back to the truth of who they really are. So if you're looking for a 5D transformation mentor or a 5D guide like myself, then why don't you hook up with me on LinkedIn or you can send me a message and book your alignment call, and we can start an exclusive one-on-one journey together, where I will help you support on these levels, and help you transform, and help you step into the 5D paradigm shift that is inevitable. You know, it's happening. So let's get together, and let me help you and guide you through that, so it feels good to you. And I'll see you next in our next episode. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are. And I can't wait to connect with you soon. And I wish you all the best for the rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to Jenny Lyons' Visionary New Earth Leaders podcast. If you're ready to rewire your subconscious mind, clear your programming and collective conditioning, transform your trauma into trust, and step into your soul's calling and true leadership, or if you're ready to unlock your fullest potential through activating your light body and expand your consciousness exponentially, detangle and clear your past life karma and Akashic records and setting up for success, launch your online spiritual business, and so much more, then go to jennylyon.love. And if you're receiving value from the show, I would love if you would share it with a friend and give it a 5-star review. Also, you can join me in one of my live free trainings, and you can find it right on the website, as well as in the link in my bio across all social media. I am Jenny Lyon across all platforms. I wish you a blessed day, and may you live your most authentic self.